This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We have somebody who is part of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And more importantly than that, Alex Ward. Alex, who was a presenter here at Joy some time ago and did a numerous range of shows, has recently just won a grant. Congratulations to you, Alex.
Oh, thank you, Tess.
So tell us about this grant and what will you be doing with it?
Oh, well, I spent it before they even gave it to me. But I did spend it on the show, at least. I thought, oh, you know what, I'll trial having a PR person for the first time. So, yeah, it's not every day you get a call and they just go, hey, so I'm just going to put you on speaker. And I was like, what have I done? They were like, no, it's not bad. They're like, we're going to give you some money. And I was like, oh, thank you. So it's not every day that happens.
How much?
Oh, it was $5,000. But the thing is
Well, not to be sneezed
at. No, I'm not sneezing at it. They were like, we got offered 15 and we thought we'd split it up between three of you. I was like, don't tell me that. Just tell me the first part. I just want to. I was like, that was only me. But that was very exciting. You're sort of busy working away and you don't often get those acknowledgement moments. So when it happens, you're a bit surprised and
grateful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well done. Well done. So the show, tell us about the show. I was thinking, No flirting.
No flirting. I've done pretty well considering they make you come up with a title about 8 months before you've written the actual show. but I have managed to. It is obviously my main thing is pretty much straight stand-up. But I found an opportunity because throughout the year, this moment last year, I just started getting all these weird messages on my phone, but they weren't intended for me and they were very flirtatious. And basically, the show is about the frustration that these messages led to, as well as just a lot of other material about my life as well.
I get some of those. I get strange messages on my phone too.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, but it's all from women.
What do you mean?
Well, you know.
what is this?
What do you mean? Tell us.
Well, wanting to meet up.
Oh, procure sexual services of some sort.
Yes. Hoping that.
How are they finding you?
Hoping that I'm generous.
Man, I wish I could say the same.
I don't know.
Well, you need to put yourself out a bit more, Alex.
Well, I'll just forward them to you.
I better not. I'm in a relationship, but you know. should there be so many coming through, maybe I can change that.
Do a bit of a harvest, you never know.
Exactly.
Well, I don't get any of those texts or messages on my phone. I tend to get lots of emails, and I don't know how the hell that happens.
Are they about suits?
Ha. Thanks, Macca.
Are you sending money to other countries?
No, I don't send money to anybody. But interestingly enough, Macca's now having a go at me because I got scammed last week.
Oh, did you?
And I'm not going into
detail.
I don't feel
like we should talk about me. I want to hear about the scam.
Yeah, just so people know.
Have a guest in the studio.
What is the name of the company? Go on.
I don't recall.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You tell me.
I don't know. I ignore people like that.
Okay. Well, I'll take your email because I would love to scam you out of some money.
Well,
taking money, clearly.
Well, I'm normally very, very careful with this stuff, but I just got sucked in. Anyway.
Look, it can happen to anyone.
So tell us, when are you performing?
I perform at 8:30 every night. Sundays is 7:30, and I should say no show Wednesday. So most nights at Trades Hall, which is just up almost in Carlton.
It's a great venue.
I love it. I love it. I was there last year as well, and I think in the past...
Is that the big bar?
There's a bar inside. Yes. It's the old heritage building. I think if you talked to people in the past, they'd have said, oh, it's too far from Town Hall. It's a 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
But I think that's changed. I think people used to go to Town Hall, look at the board and go, oh, what am I going to see? See my name, see how far it is and go, I'll just go in here. But that's changed. I think a lot of people book online now and they don't mind going straight there.
It's very close. And, you know, is it the council hall there? If you look closely in some areas, there's still a couple of bullet holes in the wall from the conscription debate in 1916.
There you go. I'll work that into my material. Conscription. Hilarious.
Yeah, throw that in. Yeah.
You can actually do a guided tour, Macca.
Can you?
Yeah, you can. You can turn up and book it online somehow. And
oh, really?
Do a guided tour.
So
yeah.
You should do the show and then do a tour and do the show.
Yeah, maybe we can work out like a 2-for-1 price.
Yeah. You could actually take your show on tour.
Around the building.
Around the building.
small groups of people. You could get another grant for that.
I reckon I could. See these bullet holes? So that leads me into that story about my dog.
Now, where do you get your inspiration from, Alex?
Oh, God. I guess...
I bet you get asked that all the time.
I mean, I'd have to get it from somewhere. It's just my life. I know that's a silly answer, but I think things that... If you know you have something during the day, say you get scammed, something like that, which I wouldn't relate to. I haven't been scammed. I'm very smart. But, say that...
That is not funny.
Something that annoys you. Sometimes something will annoy me, but I won't even know why. You know, someone will be rude, like a service person, or something will happen, or someone on the tram will do something weird, and you'll be annoyed, but you won't even know why. I usually just try to find out why I'm annoyed. It can take... a few days. Sometimes it's instant, and then I might discuss that or what's actually going on behind that thought process. So that's, I guess, how I find it. But it is mostly my everyday life.
Must mean you have a very interesting everyday life.
Well, I mean, you see a lot of stuff on the internet too, so we can go that far.
I see. So you're searching the internet for your inspiration.
Yeah, I just steal jokes. No, I don't do that.
So tell us about your latest show and what sort of territory and material are you covering?
There's a lot of stuff about my mom and my relationship, as well as my dog. It's just way too much about my dog. That's probably the inspiration. So I spend more time with my dog than anywhere, so I have to do that. But everyone seems to be enjoying it. I think it's all... There's a little bit of observational stuff about, I remember playing in mixed team sports. And I have a thing I realised about that where I was playing in the mixed team sports and women sort of...
Do you cover sort of topical issues, like political
Well, this is,
issues?
I think this is slightly topical, not too political. I don't go there. I'd like to be certain that I'm a good comedian before I try to tackle politics. I think that's a mistake some people make. But I noticed, I always think women aren't very violent towards men, but I changed my mind after I joined a mixed team sport because the women were insane out there. They're just punching guys any chance they get. And I just remember I was like, this is pretty funny. Just watching these guys try and not cry and be like, oh, where's the equality now? Just freaking out.
I've watched women play football and basketball. I find it astonishing how violent it is.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love it. We're going to take it out somewhere.
I had no idea that people could be so harsh on each other.
You didn't?
No. Oh. Pushing each other around and kicking each other.
He lives a very sheltered existence.
What's that about? I suppose it's getting your aggression out.
Yeah, you've got to get it out somewhere.
Just get
a kickboxing bag.
I'm fascinated. One of the things that the people that are PRing you...
The people.
Yeah, the folk. Why were you looking through my messages? Phones. So this is the reason people have locks on their phones is not because they get stolen. They don't want their partner reading their messages.
Yeah, well, my partner decided to borrow my phone and log in on Facebook on my phone and not log back out. So I think it's a free-for-all that I was going through those. They were just coming up in the notifications, and that's where I started seeing the messages that weren't intended for me that made me doubt some things. But I'm not going to give too much away, but that's how I saw the messages. Yeah. Sure, I could have logged out, but who's going to do that?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Needed the evidence.
Now, look, if you've just tuned in, we are having a chat with a comedy festival comedian, Alex Ward, who's showcasing a show that she's got on at the moment called No Flirting. Great name.
Thanks. Great name. I was just sort of like, stop doing it. I'm done. Done with flirting. I'm also not very good at it, I don't think. I've decided that flirting is sort of like, when I was a teenager, I googled flirting and it just said tease them, and I was like, I think flirting is just being mean but not too mean, and that line is too fine. Like, you don't want to cross the line, and I feel like I would accidentally cross the line.
So I never really understand how you do flirting.
Really? You've been looking me deep into the eyes.
Yeah.
For quite some time now.
Is that flirting?
Maybe. Was that your intention?
No.
Oh, no, well, just I've been taking this the wrong way the entire time. I thought we were going to go get a coffee after this.
Yeah. He'll give you his password too.
I'm getting a sense of your show now.
If you want some boots, he can help you out as well.
Stop. Macca.
Is that a callback? I don't understand.
Yeah, no, he's having a go at me again because I got scammed last week.
Over boots. That's even better.
Well, we're going to have to wind up pretty soon. So any final messages you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Buy a ticket.
Yeah, there we go. Oh. You should do the show. You know exactly what I want to say.
Yeah,
just buy a ticket.
Up at Trades Hall. And so which night is earlier?
7.30 on Sunday.
7.30 on Sunday. Is that
is 8.30 too late for you?
Well, no, I mean, I suppose, you know.
It is actually, Alex. By 8.30, his prostate on the sofa. He's got no idea what's playing on the telly. And he's got a book bouncing off his belly.
He's right.
The book is How to Not Get Scammed.
Yeah. No, I just have a picture up on the ceiling of three pairs of R.M. Williams boots in different styles and colours.
Beautiful.
Well, just come to the show. There's only a few tickets left for tonight. So if you can't come tonight, come tomorrow or the other 18, 20 shows I'm doing. So all month.
That's fantastic. And it's at the Trades Hall, which is less than 10 minutes from here.
And a fantastic venue.
It's very close to here. It's like three blocks.
Fantastic venue.
Yeah. So you should go.
Alex, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh,
all the best with
me.
Your show. Keep on working hard and get yourself some more grants.
Oh, definitely will. Give me one if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now he's stopped flirting with you. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. That was Alex Ward.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.